You fell in love with her last year on The X Factor, and you know what the judges did too? I don't remember how many standing ovations she got, but Carly Rose, Zahn and Claire is on the line right now. Let's ask her. Hey, Carly.
Hi.
So let's start with that. You had Simon Cowell, who's like one of the meanest judges ever on reality shows, giving you a standing ovation.
That was crazy. I couldn't really believe it was happening while it was happening because I grew up watching him on American Idol and everything, so that was definitely a bit surreal.
So take me to that moment, though. Like, you're standing there, and all of a sudden you see him stand up. Can you describe that, like, in one word? What was that like in one word?
Honestly, I think surreal is the only word I can think to describe that with, because it's just, like, first of all, you just finished, like, a performance, so I was very relieved that I was finished, and I was also just, you know, you're, like, up there, you're looking at the audience, and then I like, looked, and I saw him standing, and I was, like, shocked. Because that was the first time he, like, stood at the live shows, I think. So I didn't even know that they were going to, like, stand for people at the live shows. So I was just kind of shocked.
As a kid, though, I mean, how emotional is it being on the show? I mean, we see tears. We see good friendships forming.
Yeah.
It must be a crazy experience.
It is really emotional. It's very true because you get really attached and connected to people. And then, like, one day they'll be there, and literally the next day they won't be there. So it's really hard because you go on this journey with these people and meet a lot of amazing, amazing people and make great friendships. And then when they leave, it's really hard. And obviously it's a competition, but, like, when you're with them and you spend every day with people, like, it doesn't really, you kind of lose that competitive thing backstage. And when you're on stage, obviously you're trying to do your best, but when you're off stage, it's just kind of like we're all friends. So that was really great. And yeah, I mean, that's emotional. And then obviously the stress of the performances kind of gets to people sometimes. So yeah.
Wow. So what is being on the show what you expected, or what's maybe something that surprised you the most about going through the process?
I don't think I ever realized, well, it's impossible to realize when you watch the shows how much work people put in, how much work, like, the contestants really put into it behind the scenes that they can't show, because they obviously can't show everything. They try to show everything, but they can't really show everything, and it's hard when you're watching the show to really grasp how much work goes into just 1 week. Like, each week you have so many rehearsals, and you have one day, the day that you're trying to figure out what songs you're going to sing, and one day, it's just hours in a room with a producer and a vocal coach and an A&R guy.
I think we lost Carly Rose. We're going to get back to the music. We're going to try to find Carly Rose in just a minute.
JBOnAir.com. Today's hottest music. Jeremy Bradley.
All right, well, she's back on the line with us. That's that technology that we love to talk about. Although, Carly Rose, Zahn and Claire, I think, are you in Canada right now?
I am in Canada right now.
We love you. You're talking to a Canadian. We love Canada here. But the holidays are coming. The holidays are coming up. And so let's talk about your favorite things during the holiday season. What is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, wow. I like All I Want for Christmas Is You. I think that's a great song. That's probably my favorite.
Okay. Your favorite Christmas TV special. Mine is The Grinch Stole Christmas. I think it's actually still my favorite, even as a kid.
I really like Charlie Brown.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, you have something that I know you're waiting for. It's going to be really exciting. It's called Celebrate the Season with Carly. What is that all about?
So it's a Stage It concert, and it's basically kind of a way to give back, I guess, to my fans. And it was like a contest where they had to enter by showing what they were thankful for. And then we pick the winners randomly, and they are going to come to New York to see me in a concert. It's a very, like, small audience, kind of an intimate type of setting, and then the rest of the people from around the world who can't obviously come to New York easily, they can watch on stageit.com, which is something that I've done before and I enjoy doing because I can, like, perform to basically anybody who's a fan of mine to call over. I think that's really cool. So, yeah, it should be fun. I'm going to do a couple covers, an original, another original that nobody's heard. So, yeah, I'm excited.
And a portion of the proceeds, you're helping to raise money for a good cause too, right?
Yeah, a portion of the proceeds are going to UNICEF for help the children in the Philippines.
Right. Wow, so Typhoon Haiyan relief effort. So that's always great. So again, so the website is stageit.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what else are you working on? I know you had some new music recently. What else is on the go for you?
Yeah, I am. I'm in the studio all the time, just working on my album and writing and recording, and it's a really great process. Like, I'm going to LA a lot and for, like, extended periods of time and just writing every single day, and I really enjoy it because I love doing that. So, yeah, it's cool. I'm starting to, you know, figure out my sound and get songs together. It's really great.
So life has changed completely since the X Factor then, hasn't it?
Definitely has. Definitely very different. I have a lot more to do.
Yeah, well, let's. I just want to ask you, what do your friends all think about this then?
I mean, I don't really talk about it that much because I don't really like to talk about it that much, but, like, if I have to, like, leave school or something to go do an event, obviously then they'll figure it out, find out about it, so they're definitely very supportive.
Awesome. So where can we find out more information about what you're working on? You've got a website, Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all over.
Well, we'll be checking it out. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with your concert. Have a great time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're very welcome, and happy holidays to you and your family.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Carly Rose, Dawn, and Claire, for joining us on the line today.
Today's best music. With-